Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is the lovely and talented Brittany.
Hello, Austin, and welcome to our trademark One Take Podcast. We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners and give a shout out to our loyal listeners who tune in each and every week.
And for those that are new to the podcast or new to the Austinaut, I'm new to Austin, and Britt has lived here three times, and she's a Longhorn.
Hook'em. And together, we've been discovering Austin. I'm getting to discover new things myself, and I'm sharing my favorite things with Eric along the way.
So she's been telling me about this Trail of Lights thing and how we have to go nonstop since it was announced that they were going to have it again this year. And we went last night, and Brittany, I was floored. It was freaking spectacular.
I'm glad you thought so. And it was really long, too. It's a mile and a quarter, which is longer than I remember it being in the past.
And this is the last weekend that it's open, so we figured we'd share about what we saw last night, along with some really practical tips, because if last night's crowds were any indication, this weekend is just going to be insanely packed.
And we have a special giveaway today.
That's right. We met Chris Keys last night, who's a local record producer, and we have two Austin Christmas CDs to give away.
How should we do the giveaway?
Okay, later in the podcast, right after our sponsor announcement, we'll let you know how you can win the CDs, and, you know, we'll just keep it really easy.
Sounds good. So here we go. Our best tips for the final weekend of the Austin Trail of Lights 2012.
Okay, that was our drum roll. Anyway, listen, the first tip, and I got to tell you, it's free.
Woohoo!
And we should really thank the sponsors, because my understanding, Brittany, is that it was put on the city and then it was shut down because of some reason and now it's privately funded. How does that work?
Yeah, well, the city funded it for years, but in 2010 they had to cut the funding and cancel the Trail of Lights to divert the funds to our city parks. So some business entities stepped up. Forefront Austin and the Rentex Carosa Foundation were responsible for getting the permits for this year, the city permit. And then there were corporate sponsors like HEB, Dell, Samsung, the Seton Healthcare Foundation, Vista Equity Partners, wow. Corp, and they put up the bulk of the $1.2 million that it takes to make the Trail of Lights happen.
Well, that's a shame that it got cut, but it's good that our parks got helped, and it's so awesome that these sponsors just stepped up.
Well, and they've done an amazing job, and they've kept it free for us, so that's awesome.
All right. The next thing we got to tell you is that it's open from 6:30 till 10 p.m. tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So
right.
This weekend.
So December 23rd is the last day for the Trail of Lights.
Yeah, you show up on the 24th, it's going to be pretty dark.
Yeah. So our tip for how to get there is that you park and walk.
Yes.
And what we did, which was a tip that I got from Shaney, Texas on Twitter, was that you should park by Austin High and then walk across the Mopac Bridge to Zilker Park.
Yeah, and it worked out really well. I mean, parking was not a hassle. It's not a long walk. And it's definitely something worth doing. Now, there are shuttles available.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch a shuttle at Barton Creek Mall.
Yep.
You can catch one from the, I think, the Craig Center.
Yeah, one over Pleasant Valley on the east side.
Yeah, so there's shuttles available, and they're like $2 to ride the shuttle.
Right, but everything that we've heard from people who have tried to take it,
yeah,
is that they're full.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a friend of ours, Andrew Lee, tell us that he went to catch the shuttle. He was in line before 8 p.m., and he wasn't even able to get on the shuttle.
Yeah, so we just haven't heard great things about the reliability of the shuttles, which is why we decided to go ahead and park.
And it was really no hassle to do that, but we do have some suggestions that come along with parking and walking.
Yes.
The first one is dress warm.
Yes, we know it's Austin, but last night, by the time we left at 9, it was 42 degrees outside. And I was wearing 3 layers, including a wool coat and mittens and a scarf, and I was freezing.
Yeah, she was pretty cold. So, yeah, dress warm. It's a walk. Also, bring a little flashlight because it's, there's some little potholes and stuff as you're walking
across
the grass.
Yeah, if you're going to do that walk across the fields, a flashlight comes in handy.
Right. And our next tip for the whole Trail of Lights experience is bring cash.
Right. I mean, we'll talk more about the vendors and the food there, but even though entry is free, there are still things to spend money on, and you're probably going to want some cash.
Right. And there are ATMs, of course, but they're going to have those hefty
fees.
Yeah,
who wants to do that?
That's right. All right. The next thing is, and this is kind of a bummer, but we get it, especially after being there last night, is that there are no pets allowed except for service animals.
Yeah, but you wouldn't believe how crowded it is. I mean, it was honestly shoulder to shoulder walking through most of the trail. And if you had a dog, he would be stepped on.
Yeah, and they were pretty strict about it. And we saw a guy who had just literally walked
all the way in the cold, probably half a mile with his little dog, and we just knew that he was about to have to turn around.
Yeah, so don't bring your Fido.
Yeah, little Fido.
All right, next thing, bring a camera. We made this mistake last night. Normally, we take our camera everywhere. We figured we weren't going to take it today. We were just going to bring our, you know, our phones, yeah, our iPhones, and take photos. No, bring your camera. The things are a little far back from the fence.
Well, it just doesn't work at night, and there's a lot of light that's being flashed on the light displays, right, because it's the Trail of Lights, and the combination with an iPhone just does not work at all.
Right, so if you want some really cool photos, make, yeah, sure you bring your camera.
Yeah.
All right, and now,
do-do-do-do,
without spoiling it, we're going to tell you a little bit about what we saw and our favorite things there at the Austin Trail of Lights.
Yeah.
So even as you're walking to the event, which we recommend, the skyline of Austin itself is stunning. And then right underneath it, you got to kind of try to not look so you, yeah, don't spoil the Austin.
We didn't want to spoil the trail light, so we kept our face away from it as we were walking up to
it. But it was so hard not to look. And, you know, every now and then I would glance over there and you would see the Trail of Lights underneath the Austin skyline. And, yeah, it just looked awesome.
So beautiful.
Really cool. All right. So when you get there, What was the first thing you remember?
Well, you have to go under the first tunnel, and it's all lights, and it felt like sliding through a rainbow.
Yeah, it was incredible. Completely encasing. And then as you walk through,
there are all the different scenes of what you can see. And pretty much no matter how old you are or what you liked as a child, there's some scene for you. So my favorites were probably the Dr. Seuss scene and the Mother Goose scene.
And I liked the Max and the Wild Things
that was
scene,
really,
which was really cool. And
the Austin Fire Department had a fire truck there, and, yeah, you saw little boys who were just so excited to be by a fire truck. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But the lights are just the start of it. There is so much more going on at the Trail of Lights this year.
Yes, and we need to break for a quick sponsor announcement.
And we need to give away 2 Austin Christmas CDs.
That's true. So when we come back, we'll give you all the details and we'll tell you how you can win the Austin Christmas CD. So stick around, folks, and cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Hey, Britt, there's just 3 shopping days until Christmas.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's just around the corner. We want to say happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all of you out there.
And we have an important message for you this holiday season, and that is simply shop local.
Whatever you do this holiday season, make the little extra effort to support your local businesses. Whenever you shop local, you help out our local economy, nurture our sense of community, and expand local employment opportunities for Austinites.
Today's podcast sponsor is the iBiz Districts, a program of the Austin Independent Business Alliance, which is partially sponsored by the Small Business Development Program at the City of Austin.
We're really happy to have the iBiz Districts as our sponsor today. They represent over 400 locally owned businesses here in Austin.
And these businesses are doing something really fun this year. They're having an iBiz District holiday window shopping contest.
Tell our listeners how it works.
So basically, merchants in the 8 iBiz districts are decorating their storefronts for your enjoyment, and they're competing for votes for the best holiday display. And there's still time to vote, right?
When you vote online, you get a chance to win a holiday stocking filled with goodies from these merchants. It's super easy to vote. All you have to do is go to iBuyAustin.com and cast your vote.
Our very best to all the iBiz shops participating in the best holiday display contest, and I hope one of our listeners ends up winning the stocking full of goodies.
And we do ask our loyal listeners to take the time to support these local businesses represented by iBiz. They've taken the time to support our podcast, and we really appreciate them for it.
We really do. Happy holidays to all of our listeners, and on behalf of the Austin iBiz districts, and thanks for keeping it local.
Okay, back to the show.
All right. I know some of you have been waiting for this Christmas CD. We're going to give away 2 of them. All you have to do, let me tell you first, this CD has 10 tracks on it, including stuff like Oh Holy Night, Little Drummer Boy, White Christmas, and so much more, all by Austin artist Brittany.
Yes.
And so we're really excited about that. All you have to do is tweet us.
Yes, so tweet our Twitter account, which is @TheAustinAut.
Don't forget the, @TheAustinAut.
And say, I want some Christmas. Oh, I messed it up. I want some Austin Christmas music.
I want some Austin Christmas music.
There we go.
You tweet us that, and we're going to send you a CD. Only the first 2 people get one, so hurry up.
All right.
All right. Now, a few more things real quick before we go.
So the lights display are just the beginning of this year's Trail of Lights. And we have a marketplace this year where you can buy things from vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus is there. You can stand in a really long line with your kids.
And the reason, yeah, that's true. And the reason I told you to bring cash is that there are food vendors, not just the marketplace.
There's 20 food vendors.
There's a whole slew of food vendors there. And they have like some really great smelling stuff.
Yeah, Kebabalicious is there, Cilantro, Euros are there. There's all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And there's also a live music stage where they have music and dancing that goes on all night long.
Yeah, Phillips, Craig, and Dean is going to be there this weekend.
Yeah, there's so much going on. So all those to see. And then another awesome thing is that about 30 nonprofits are involved with the Trail of Lights yeah. this year. And many of them have tables set up in the marketplace areas. One of them that we met last night was Cap City Kids.
I really like them, Brittany.
Well, they were there and they were asking for a $20 donation to buy a backpack full of school supplies for homeless kids in Austin. And we learned that there are 16,000 homeless children in the Austin area.
And it was cold last night, Brittany.
And Cap City Kids does so much to help them. And through Cap City Kids, we also became familiar with Project HELP, which stands for Homeless Education and Learning Program. That's an Austin ISD program.
Right.
And together, these two organizations are doing what they can to help homeless children in Austin and to keep them in school.
Their mission was really cool. I loved what they do. And there are others. There's so many others. There's the Capital Area Food Bank was there, the Boys and Girls Club of Austin, Keep Austin Beautiful, the Dells Children's Center, Austin Habitat for Humanity,
yeah, and
just so many more. Well, there you have it, folks.
We've given you our best tips for the Austin Trail of Lights and two CDs in less than 12 minutes.
And that's how we do on the Austinot. There's absolutely no excuse not to have a great holiday season here in Austin and the surrounding area. We thank you for joining us on the podcast and remind you to shop local this holiday season.
For those new to the Austinot, bookmark us. We post 5 unique articles a week all about Austin and the surrounding area. We also have over 240 articles all about Austin on our blog. So if you're new, take some time, check it out.
And we like to give stuff away like those CDs, and we have other amazing giveaways. We do it twice a month. It's free to sign up and win. We'll have a link for you on the Austinot in case you're interested in signing up for those giveaways.
And if you have any questions, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/theAustinot. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at @TheAustinot.
Tweet us, and don't forget to win those CDs. Woo-hoo! Just say, I want some Austin Christmas music. That wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Brett?
See you soon. Do, 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 do. Do.